to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White. I am so glad you are with me today. Today, I want to talk about these toxic relationships and really getting into or digging deep into why they came about. See, we talk about them. We talk about these toxic relationships and all the symptoms that they displayed and all the hurt and pain that they gave us. But we never talk about what was a contributing factor of why and how we got into the situation. So let's talk about it. Toxic relationships. And I wanted you to sit back and I want you to think about it. How many of those have you had? So I just did it pre-show. I just did 8 people. And that's counting those, well, 9 now. I just thought about it for my job, my supervisor. I'll count 2 of them, 10. So now, whether it be intentional or unintentional, meaning you couldn't do anything about it because you're a child, what do all of these people have in common that you allowed, or not that you didn't allow, but it just happened that your psyche was damaged and they infringed your DNA, pretty much. They became part of your life. They became part of that grafting into that cloth of being in the tribe. So what was it? So I'm just going to analyze myself. So, you know, while you guys are trying to analyze and thinking about it, what was it? So even me analyzing my childhood trauma and how those people manipulated me, I could say that it was their kindness that I needed, that I never had gotten. It was their kindness that was the portal to allowing the perpetration, the us, me being ashamed because saying to myself, I should have known better, is not a really great statement because it's not based on truth or fact. It's just an arbitrary thing that's being said, right? So that's one portal that I could see in all, did I say 10? Yeah, 10 toxic and dysfunctional race relationships that was opened that I needed in my life that I did not get from my parental guidance, that I didn't get from myself. Those two things that I didn't get, because along the way, it didn't just happen at childhood, the toxic relationship and the accepting the bad behavior of other people in my life was when I was an adult. So there had to be an open portal that was not filled. And the one thing I did not do for myself was have kindness. And that's how toxic people get past your self-awareness. Isn't that good? I know. It's so good. That's how they get in. Because of the openness that you have that's not filled. So if your heart is where the emotions lie and something is not filled, so let's just go to maybe the Beatitudes. Hey, so let's just think about the Beatitudes, right? The honesty, the loyalty, the kindness, the love. Let's just go there. And let's just put polka dots all over the heart for those Beatitudes. Now, as you go through each of these Beatitudes, do you have it for yourself? Let's think on that one. Do you trust yourself enough to make a great decision? Let's think about that, guys. Right? And then, was it given to you? Woo. Right? Was another person loyal to you? Who was supposed to have your heart? Was the first people who you're supposed to fall in love with, which are your parents, did they break your heart? Did they break your loyalty? Did they mistreat you? Did they show loving kindness? Were they long-suffering with you? Woo! And those polka dots on that heart, examine each one. And if you didn't get it, put a big X on it. Right. And then you will see how many portals toxic relationships and what they have done to you. So when you are entering any kind of relationship, whether it be a workplace relationship, whether it be a relationship with yourself, whether it be a romantic relationship, whether it be a business relationship, whether it be a familial relationship, those portals are always going to be open to allow further damage. Ooh, is that crazy? Right? I'm just realizing that maybe because I'm on coffee this morning. But anyway, whatever. Just imagine how much you're not radiating. So the heart in everyone's eyes, let's think about February, is to radiate this beautiful red glow, right? But when there's holes in it, it's like a spotlight that beams the holes to somebody else. Ooh. good, right? I know, I know. So it beams it to someone else instead of beaming it in you, through you, so you can have it for yourself first, and then it radiates to everyone else. Yes, so think of that vision, and I want you to do that exercise. I honestly do. I want you to really do that, because I think that is powerful all by itself. You can see where you're going wrong, or where you are really stepping outside of those guidelines for yourself. Now, okay, so now I have done that. What am I going to do now? I now have done the exercise. I now see where I am lacking and where I need to improve and what I need to fill the holes with. And guess what that's called? Awareness, self-awareness. See, what we have to get out of, and that's why ministry is so alive, is because we don't see our own damage, we see other people's damage. So we deflect. We deflect on other people, but we don't fix our own mess. And we end up bleeding on everyone else. We end up bleeding, you know, on our families, because we want to fix the outside and not the inside. That's why so many, you know, fix it solutions are around, like whatever that medication is that they get shots and they lose weight, those bariatric surgeries, you know, facial injections, things like that, body injections, because we're so fixated on fixing the outside and not healing the inside, which requires a lot more work and a lot more honesty. So now what do I do with all this information and all this self-awareness I have? I know you're probably saying, Edna, stop talking so much now. Come on, give it to me. What do I have to do? So now you're self-aware. So this is when the self-care part comes in. Now you have to journal, and you have to put down how this happened. It's the why it happened, and what am I going to do next? Well, I'm going to turn that around and make it a new story. See, life is a story that we create, and instead of living out the pain, we ought to create beauty of life. We ought to create what we can turn around. One of my guests on my show, which I really love her, her shirt said, "Life is fun." Now, if you were to show that shirt to many of us, we'd probably say, "Is this lady crazy? What world is she living in? All of this destruction around us?" But it is, because she's not talking about that whole wide world. She's talking about her world. You make your world what it is. You. And if all of us did that, instead of trying to fix the world and trying to fix everybody else and trying to make a mess of everybody else, girl, this world would be a whole lot better. And men do. So, what am I saying today? I am telling you today, you beautiful people, you know, life is just like that. Is that stop living through the pain and start creating past it. You know, recreate that, write that story over. And that's all you have to do. Yes, it's going to take a bit to kind of pull out those things. So sometimes you can't see it because you're in the, you know, you're in the forest. And you can't see the trees. So sometimes you can't see it. So you need a coach to help you. What am I not seeing? And help you to suss out all those pieces that you need to be self-aware. You maybe need to work with someone 90 days, such as myself. You maybe need to go even deeper, because when you talk about it, you start crying. And when you start to you're actually living it out. You actually, everything is devoted to that pain, and it's not supposed to be that way. So maybe you need to make those steps, but we needed to talk about it today. Okay, we needed to really get that clear and on the table and so out there, because maybe we need to talk about that stuff, and it's important. You know, we put things to the side so many times. We'll get to it. And then after a while, we don't get to it, and it ends up that it's gone. And it's all our fault, because we put other things priority to our own lives. And I'm going to tell you, as a serial put-offer, I did it for 29 years in a religious order, not taking care of my family, not taking care of myself, not taking care of all of who I was for a religious order. And I was not being very financially fit. I was not being sound. I was not learning how to live life, because I was in this bubble called the religious order, and that's where everything happens. And it created bitterness in my children. It created me more of, I had to work through things and apologize for things and acknowledge things and get out of things and say no to things that no longer served me and hurt me along the way. Period. It's very hard to do sometimes. It is. But let me just say this to all of you. You do not want, ever want, the universe, the words that you say, help me to get out of it. You do not want that to come alive. Because if you're hard-headed, and if we know how some hard-headed issues get, if we were hard-headed when we were a child, we either got a whooping, a spanking, or a yelling, or we got punished, okay? You do not want the universe to decide, okay, I'm tired of you. You know that you have to leave. You feel that, and you're stuck there, but you also know that it's time to go. Your innate creature will not allow you to be brutalized, no matter what you are. So if you had a job, it will not allow you to that to happen to you. It will not. It will shut your body down. It will not, if you're in a religious order that you're not supposed to be in, it'll shut you down. It will shut your body down. It will create a situation, and I have been there. Ask my 43 days in the hospital. I have been there. It will shut you completely down. Okay? Just saying. And your body will be shut down. So you don't want that, because then you're now surrounded by yourself. Okay? But not unto death. Nearly there, but not unto. So that you can get a lesson. When an egg is at its best, it's when it's cooked. Or when it's incubating a chick. So remember that. You are an egg. Okay? It's best when it's cracked and it's cooked, or when it's uncracked and it's cultivating a chick. So make sure one of those, two of those things, the most important thing happens, that you're cultivating a beautiful chick, right? And the other part, if you're not going to obey, that you're not broken, that you can become something edible and something usable. So I said all of that this morning. I don't know why I said it. Yeah, I do. Because somebody out there, you, my beautiful audience, that have been listening to me, and I want to tell you guys, for over, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. Woo! That long. And I want to thank you guys for that, because you could be anywhere else. You could be doing whatever you want. But you space, click the button. You share it. You do what you gotta do. You subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you learn and you grow. And then the best thing of all, you guys talk back to me. I love it. You send me questions. You send comments for me to add into what I'm saying. You know, so keep doing what you're doing and keep growing, audience. Don't forget, keep it real. And I want you to do it all on purpose. This is Edna White, your beautiful guest this morning, this afternoon, this evening, this night of keeping it real on purpose. Have a wonderful day.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.